Hey there everyone, welcome to our cafe series. My name's Neil, and in this series we're all about sharing our successes, failures and experiences so that you can apply the good in your business and stay away from the bad. Today we're briefly going to be discussing the differences between buying a empty shell and doing it up and building a new venue in the space, the pros and cons with that. We're also going to be discussing the differences between, you know, buying someone else's existing business and continuing on from where they have left off. And finally, buying an existing business from someone and then renovating it. So what are the pros and cons on each of those? So without further ado, let's get into it. So obviously, starting a new business from scratch with an empty shell is really great. Like it's fresh, it's clean. The positives are great. I mean, the new fit out, it's fresh, it's clean. You've got new staff in there, you've got new equipment. So everything's brand new and it's ready to go. With your staff, you've got, you know, the positive side of it is that you can actually set up your systems and processes so that when you're training new staff, they get used to how you work from the get-go, and there's no secrets. The downside or the negative side to building a brand new business is that you're looking at time and cost. Now, with time, you have to consider, you know, the time it takes to get permits from your local shires or councils. You have to consider building time. You have to take into consideration extra time needed for those, you know, unwanted delays that is out of your control. For example, you know, utilities not being provided in time, like gas, water, electricity, etc., etc. So, you know, these are all the things that are out of your control that could blow out your time or your deadline further than your due date. The most obvious is your costing or your money. It can be very high in capital. It requires a lot of capital to begin. You know, we're talking about architectural costs, interior designer costs, permit costs, and of course the building and design costs. Now, when it comes to time and money, it can add a lot of stress to the individual. So to stay ahead of that stress level, try and be super organized, try and make sure that all your, you know, you're being as efficient as possible, you're multitasking as much as possible. And communication is key here because you need to be aware of all the delays if they do come up and react quickly to make changes to, you know, avoid or minimize the cost of being over your project or being over time. So that's key. The second thing we wanted to talk to you about was buying an existing business and just running with it. So this option is really good when the business is turning over quite a substantial a net profit. What that means is that, say for example, you know, you've got a $1 million business in revenue, but then their net profit is $250,000, which means that, you know, you're going to be making $250,000 after all your expenses, and that's a great business to be in. I mean, you would walk in there and you would not make a change. You'd be silly to make any changes, and you'd be sitting pretty on $250,000 a year. Now, that's all well and good. However, depending on the amount of money that is required, that the business is actually generating in revenue, will determine the actual cost of the sale. Now, in this instance, In some instances, the cost of the sale might actually be a lot more to get in to buy than it would be for you to go and build your own business from scratch in an empty shell. But again, it's all relative with the profits that you're getting. If you're you know, already certain that you're going to make X amount of dollars in a profit, in net profit, and you're happy with that, then you would pay the money to buy the business. So that's something that you need to consider when you're actually looking at a business to buy, and, you know, how much you're planning on investing in the business, how much time you're planning on investing in the business, and how much return on your investment you'll be getting after that time. So careful consideration of what you're buying and where you're buying it, what, you know, revenue you're going to be making, and knowing your numbers is key in this option. So I think the only negative side to this is that, you know, you're obviously coming into a business where you are the outsider. you need to make sure that you are starting off slowly and getting to know your customers and your team, because they don't know you. They're used to the previous owner. So this can be a negative in some circles, but it's also a positive because it gives you a chance to build these relationships and build them in a positive way. So even though it starts off as a negative, and you know, if you're shy or if you're a bit backward, you need to rise to the occasion and really make it your own, because it is now your own business. You've paid a lot of money to be here, and you need to put in the effort in all areas of your business. So this actually can be turned into a positive very quickly. The final consideration is buying an existing business and then renovating it. Now, this is also a key. The key thing that you need to look at also here is the numbers. You want to be able to buy a business that is cheap enough so that you can put in a little bit extra and still come out in front than if you would buy an empty shell and build from scratch. So I'll give you an example of what I mean by this. If you were to build a brand new cafe in an empty shell, that would cost you $500,000 to start and to open the doors. But you have a choice of buying someone else's existing business for, say, $150,000, doing good numbers, and you plan on putting in an extra $100,000 in renovations to freshen up the joint, have a look at the equipment, and maybe get some new equipment in there, etc., etc. So your total investment is $250,000 as opposed to $500,000 for a brand new cafe. Again, it is a lower cost option. So, you know, depending on the numbers and the choices you make and the revenue that the current business is generating, this could actually be a really good option for you. You could save a lot of money in your investment capital, which then you can use in other areas in your renovation. Again, the positives is you could renovate the business, give it a bit of a fresh look, you could save a lot of money. But the negative side of it is also coming into it. You know, how do you interact with your customers and your team? And again, the negative side of it also is to really make sure you know your numbers, because most people think that, I'm just going to buy this cafe and renovate without really understanding and taking the time to look at the numbers. And they end up making a bad decision because, you know, they're renovating and spending more money on a dead horse that doesn't really generate that much of income. So their return on their investment is very, very low, or it would take them a very long time to make that return. So you really need to consider all of your options. And again, in all three of your options, there is the finances that you have to look at in your business plan, your costings, and most importantly, the time. So when you're renovating an existing business, you'll need to close your business for a certain period of time to complete the renovations, depending on what you want done. So that also is a negative that could impact your business while you're closed. I mean, have you got a relationship with your customers that they will come back when the renovations are finished? Are you producing a good enough product or service that they will come back when you finish your renovations? You close for a certain period of time gives them the option to go to your competitors, and they may not come back if they don't like you or your product or service. So when you're just starting out, my best advice to you guys would be to really take your time to get to know your customers, get to know your, build that relationship, and then in time, start planning your renovations and keep everyone in the loop. It's no hassle to, you know, talk to your customers about what renovations you're planning to do, where you're going to be doing it, how it can be benefiting the business. Build a bit of a buzz around your renovations, which means that when you do close, they'll be anticipating your open so that they can come back and experience your venue in its newest form. So really build on these relationships in the last two options, whether you're buying someone else's business and continuing on, or you're buying someone else's business and renovating. And that's it for today, guys. Thank you for tuning in. If this helped in any way deliver value to you, please drop me a like or share it with anyone who can benefit from it. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Our handle is at QuickPourBaristas. Turn on your notifications so you don't miss out on any of the content. And you can also go to our website and subscribe to our Inner Circle. This is where we're going to be sharing on a weekly basis all our secrets hints and tips of operating a successful business in the hospitality space. So if you're in the space, make sure you subscribe to our Inner Circle, guys, because you know we're going to be dropping a lot of good shit on there. So thanks for tuning again today, and we will speak to you very soon. Peace.